I want to thank God, and while you're turning, I just want to praise him and thank him for what he's doing. And I thank him for just loving me, having mercy upon my soul. Amen. He knows me. He knows all about me. And I'm getting to understand that. Somebody was saying they didn't understand why in the Burpo case, how the pastor was there. I do. I can understand because the word is the word no matter who preach it. The word is the word. It's up for us to keep it right down to the pastor to keep the word. Praise the Lord. So I just pray to the Lord today that he will sanctify the word, sanctify, hallelujah, Lord, the servant of God. Luke 9:22. You know, there's something in every word in this Bible. You probably could take one word out of the scripture and start preaching if you had the revelation. Luke 9. Wait a minute. Let me get it. I got it. I supposed to have it. Daddy said, honey, what you doing? I said, I'm trying to get the scriptures so I won't have to be fumbling. Okay. Luke 9. Lord, help us to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, saying the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be slain and raised the third day. And he said unto them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Listen, all the time when Jesus was with the disciples, he loved them. He loves you. But all the time, and I just think it's so wonderful, I can explain it, how the Holy Spirit told me this. All the time he was with his disciples, he loved them. He knew he had to go away. Maybe you don't know what it is to have a friend that's close. Maybe we don't know what it is, you know, to really have someone that you really care about. He does. And no matter, so he tried to tell him, I got to go. And no, you know, I got to go. But I got to go in a way that it's not expected. I've got to go the way of a criminal. I got to go the way, hallelujah, that it was planned by my Father, which they didn't understand. So he kept on telling them in the scriptures. He started in Mark and Luke, and he was telling them, listen, I got to go away. He said, I like the way Luke did it, because Luke just kind of smoothed it out. He said, I'm going to be rejected of the elders and the chief priests and scribes. And I'm going to be slain and raised the third day. Well, they didn't know what he was saying, not really. But that was kind of, you know, taking it easy. Putting the wording that was easy. Praise God. Come on, follow me now. But I'm going to tell you, praise God, he tried to show them. Maybe you haven't looked at it this way. Maybe you haven't seen it this way. But when Jesus took those disciples, Matthew, John, and Peter, up on the mountain, he was trying to show them something, but I saw something in that too. I saw something in that too. So he prayed, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Let's go to the scripture. Let's go to, is this in this scripture? The number 28, it says, and it came to pass at 8 days after these sayings, he took Peter, James, and John. Thank you, Lord. He took Peter, James, and John, and then the pages stuck, and went up into a mountain to pray. Stay with me now. He prayed. As he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his garment was white and glistening. It's going to mean something to you, children. Just hold on. And behold, there talked with him two men, which were Moses and Elijah, or Elias, which is Elijah, who appeared in glory and spake of his decease, which he should accomplish at Jerusalem. Number 32, I just seen this. But Peter and they that were with him were heavy with sleep. I just seen that. And when they were awake, they saw his glory, and the two men that stood by him. The church is heavy with sleep, but God is going to wake us up. We're going to see who he is. We're not going to be running around here wondering who Jesus is. Because, but let me tell you something, it's up to you. Watch this now. They went up on the mountain. They went to sleep. He didn't wake them up and say, hey, look, y'all better wake up because something getting ready to happen here. Something getting ready to happen here. Hallelujah, that you're going to be able to tell. And no, he just let them sleep. He didn't wake them up then. But the Bible said they were sleeping heavy with sleep. And I said, Lord, I didn't see that. He said, I'm going to tell you and you tell the saints, I have given them a mind. He said, I am God. He said, I raised them up. He said, you have to do what you know to do. Amen. That sometimes, I'm not saying that things don't twist around sometimes because God, he can do what he want to do. Like we was talking about, do God forgive people that commit suicide? God can do what he want to do because he's God. And it came to pass as they departed, Peter said unto Jesus, Master, he didn't know what to say. You know, he was always saying something. You know how that goes. But he didn't know what to say. He said, it's good for us to be here. He said, let us make three tabernacles, one for you, one for Elijah, one for Moses. You know, he didn't know what to say. You get to the place sometime, don't you? Don't know what to say. Praise the Lord. And while he thus spake, there came a cloud and overshadowed them. And they feared as they entered into the cloud. And there came a voice out of the cloud saying, this is my beloved son. Hear him. They heard this. And when the voice was passed, Jesus was found alone. Listen. And they kept it close and told no man in these days any of those things which they had seen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And when it came to pass on the next day, it goes on to say what Jesus did the next day. Praise the Lord. But he took them up on the mountain like he's taken us. He's taken us to a new realm. He's taken us to a new step. He's taken us up into a place where we can hear him and understand him. I heard Gwen. Gwen didn't understand what she was saying. But she said, I want to know him. And I want to know who he is and who I am. It's time in the church for us to know who we are and who he is. Because God is moving by his spirit. And he ain't just moving in no, God is a great God. Praise the Lord. He not can only heal that man's ears. He can do whatever he want to do. Praise the Lord. He told him, he said, if you can believe, you can say unto the mountain to be removed, and it'll be removed. Somebody said, a real mountain. I believe he's talking about a real mountain. Praise the Lord. He was talking about a real fig tree. When he went up to the fig tree and cursed the fig tree, it died. Hallelujah. It wasn't no figurative fig tree. It was a real fig tree. And then the apostle, because he was trying to show him. He's trying to show us. When he do things in the church, when he bless you, when he give this one a testimony, what he's trying to do is to show him, hallelujah, who he is. Praise. You know what you go through? You'll learn who he is by what you go through. Hallelujah. You know who you are by what you go through. Don't try to get out what you're going through, because what you're going through is going to be blessing you and bless somebody else. Hallelujah. I remember I was hearing this brother on the wall. That man preached this morning. Praise God. He was talking about Peter and them in the jail. Praise God. You know, this is good. I'm going to take it from you, brother. That's okay. Praise the Lord. They were in jail. They had them in stock. They had their feet stopped in their hand, and their legs stopped. Hallelujah, Jesus. It looked like the worst was getting worse. Praise the Lord. They done beat them and all that. Now they're putting them in jail. You know, we get in them places. We get in the place where the worst get worse. It looked like when you pray, things get worse. It get worse. It looked like that. But God got a plan. It ain't getting worse. It getting godly. I say, God got a plan. But you know, when they put them in prison, they locked up everything but their mouth. They should have cut their tongue out. They should have stopped them. Because when they, about 12, maybe 11, 30 or 10 or whatever, praise God, they begin to praise the Lord. That's what the church is missing. Praise God, that's what you're missing in your trial. Praise God, Lord, when things get bad, if you just, come on, get up a praise. Praise God, well, that don't sound right. And well, you know, you just got to believe God. And so, hallelujah, when they begin to praise God, the Bible say they chains fell off. Praise God, and the Bible say all those that heard them were loosed in the prison. Praise God, you know, that's wonderful. I say, oh my God, how great is praise. Praise, how great is me standing up and telling you. Praise, when you stand up, yeah, you stand up, girl, you stand up as much as you want. This church is open. But now, when it get big and everything, I don't care. We just be here a little bit longer. Because you need to tell what God has done. Because when you tell it, it do something for you. We love to hear Sister Gerda talk and tell about her experiences. It blesses us. It blesses us to know that she came through something like that. Praise the Lord. I'm going to tell you, she don't forget it. I guarantee you for a long time she heard them bombs whistling. We don't know what it is to hear a bomb whistle. We don't know what it is to hear it. But yet we yabby. Well, what is you was living in somewhere where bombs is falling all around you? We ought to thank God. We ought to look and see. Supposing you was living somewhere where you got to flee. Well, we in America. Hey, we was in America when they hit them buildings too. It was just God that kept that last people from going to hitting the White House. It was God. It wasn't time. God is telling you, I love you. I'm giving you a little more time. And people went through in that case. They really went through. They went through. People went through. Amen. They still going through. The people who came out of that tragedy, they still remember it. They didn't forget it. But something need to happen in our lives that will keep us remembering. The things that happen in your life, you're going to remember it. If you go, you know, sell it down the road, that just ain't it, honey. You can't do it. Y'all excuse me, my feet. Did your feet hurt? No, I just like walking barefooted. Hey, praise Jesus. But John didn't forget. John 1:14. You know, something got to happen to us. I said, Lord, you help us. Because something got to happen that we won't forget. John 1:14. The Lord was trying to tell them. Listen, we only read about this. We wasn't there in the crowd and on the streets of the Vela Dolorosa. We wasn't there when we went to, when they took this innocent man and put him on a cross. We wasn't there. We did not see him dragging through the street bleeding. Praise the Lord, all over his body, his head bleeding, his back bleeding, his clothes bleeding, torn and ragged. We didn't see it. Praise the Lord, we only preach about it. Praise God, we didn't see it. We didn't see it. And praise God, maybe when we preach about it, I don't know. I just don't know. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But we wasn't there. Praise the Lord. To see it. Hallelujah. See the soldiers beat him. We wasn't there when they put him on the cross. We wasn't there. Praise God. We don't know. I mean in the natural. You know what I'm saying? Praise the Lord. But something got to happen in your life. Something got to happen in our life. Something that will help us to remember who Jesus is. And who we are. Something got to happen. So don't cry about what you're going through. Don't cry. You know, stand up and be a man or a woman. Yes, sir. Don't be crying about everything that happened. Yeah, Pastor, but you don't know what I'm going through. And? What are those people? I tell you what you do. Think about them poor people. Think about this lady crying about her 12-year-old kid getting killed. Thinking about this young boy that laid on the bed paralyzed, 12 years old, from his neck down, can't move, and say, I saw him kill my mama and my daddy. Think about it. You got your mother and father. We're going to be together this afternoon. Our kids will. You go home and you enjoy your family. Lord, we can't hardly think. Lord, I know I can preach it, Albert. We can't hardly get it. We can't because we wasn't there. But I'm going to tell you, it happened. Praise the Lord. It happened. When they beat his back, it happened. It happened. And it happened for you and it happened for me. And he did it because he loved us. Praise the Lord. He was a man in the garden. Children of God, did you know he wanted that to pass? He said, Lord, if it's possible, let this cup pass. He knows what he had to go through. He knows the shame of taking off his clothes and being naked before the world. Hallelujah. He knows what it was. He knows what it was. He knows that the devils would be around the cross having a picnic. So we got him now. We got him now. But they didn't have him. They don't know what was planned from the beginning of the world. Right? See, the devil don't know nothing. He don't know everything, children. Had he known, the Bible say, they would not have killed him. They would have found a way to get around it. But they killed him. And as they round the cross, jumping up down, oh, we got him now. Oh, they having a party. I can just imagine. We got him now. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But up on the third day, hallelujah, I think they watched him when he came down, his bruised body. Hallelujah. Mary Magdalene loved him so much. I know she was there. Praise God. And all the couple of people that he had healed. But you know, it's amazing to me. Praise God. And all that he did, the good that he did. Some of those people that was out there, crucify him. They were out there in the crowd. That's what's bothering. That's terrible. Amen. I said amen. We ought to thank God. We weren't in New York. I don't want to have to remember that. I don't want to have to remember running through, you know, and stuff getting in my lungs. And I'm glad I wasn't there. I pray for the people that were. Praise God. But on the third day, yes, Lord, there came a knock at the door of hell. Wherever Satan lives, wherever his throne is. And the emissary went to the door like Brother Stone. He said, somebody's at the door. Say, they say his name is Jesus. Uh-oh, Satan said, oh, I got to let him in. I mean, if he'll come and knock, I don't have to answer. He said, but this man, I got to let him in. And when he came in the brightness of his glory. For that dark place that's so dark you can't see your hand. Praise the Lord. I'm going to tell you something. I had a similar, a long time ago when I was a child, I had an experience. Well, in me, I never told nobody this, got up. And it was darkest pit. I couldn't even see my hand. That did it. I say that did it. I want to get up in the light. Amen. So the darkness was so dark. But his precious glory lit up that prison for the first time. Because there was nothing but darkness in there, darker than 100 midnights. And he walked in and he told Satan, I come for the keys. I said, I come for the keys. What do you mean? Give them. He didn't have to beg him. He didn't have to plead. He didn't say, come on, say, uh-uh. Give me the keys. Because I've done it. I've done what you didn't understand. You shouldn't have let him do it. You shouldn't have put it in Judas's heart. You thought you was really doing something. You thought put it in Judas's heart to betray me. That was going to get it. But that didn't get it. Now, it got it all right. But it was right what I planned. See, it's in my plan. It's not your plan. It ain't never been your plan. You remember when you was in heaven trying to, you know, do up everything, sitting on the throne, trying to, I'm going to be like God. I want to be lifted up in the size of the north. I'm going to be like God. Where you at now? You down. And those that come after me, Marion, Lindsay, Dee Dee, and all of you that come after me, I'm going to give them power. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against my people. And when they knock on the prison door, you got to do what they say. Praise the Lord. Yeah, you got to do it because they're mine. They're filled with me, and they're going to be, hallelujah, my army. I'm feeling good. I said, I'm feeling good. Because I'm finally going finding out who I am. And a little about who he is. Oh, he's great. It don't take me. You know what? I was like, it don't take me. Look, I ain't got to have I went out there in the front where you have your little class. I'm going to take a picture of them flowers out there. They call them resurrection flowers. And I look at God. I said, look at God. Who can make something this beautiful? It don't take. You need to open your eyes. God is all around you. Hallelujah. He's in the sun. He's in the sunsets. He's in the moon. Hallelujah. He's everywhere. He's in the grass that grow around. He's in those beautiful flowers that you grow. And you say, oh, ain't that pretty? Oh, that's God. And it's so many. Come on now. You can look at your hands and move. How you do your hands move? How do your brain work? Do you have to wind you up in the morning to get you going? Praise the Lord. How do the blood run through your body? Down to your feet, up to your head. How does that happen? You're talking about a God. Woo! You're talking about a God. Hallelujah, that's able. Woo! Good Lord from Mount Zion. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody looking at that verse. Yeah, looking at that verse. In John 1:14. What is that saying? He said, and the word was made flesh and dwell among us. Listen, and we beheld his glory. Y'all may not understand, but I was up on the mountain when he was transfigured and changed. We beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. He just gave him a little something. He said, look, I know what I'm preaching. I'm not preaching, you know, like I don't know what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. I got a witness. I say, I got a witness. Listen, you children come to this altar and you get saved, God going to give you a witness. I say, God going to give you something where you can go out and say, well, you know, you're old people can say, I wonder if I'm saved. You ain't going to wonder. You ain't going to wonder whether you say. God going to give you a witness. God going to give you a witness. He going to give you something when you go out and say, I know. I've been born again. Praise God. You know we sank into the water. Oh, my God. Praise the Lord. That's good. You got to be baptized, says the word of God. But I'm telling you, you're going to get something in this hour, in this new day, in this same day that you're going to know that you know that you know. People wonder, they see other saints, they looking at other people, and they wonder why they do. What you need to do is get your eyes off of other people and look at Jesus. Because one look at him, you'll never be the same. That's what kept me. I ain't found nobody down here that I can look at. I love it because I love Sister Gert and I hug on her. She's so sweet. Alan's a nice, I love him. I love how he's growing. I love all of you. But y'all ain't come up to my Jesus yet. Oh God. Hallelujah. I don't want you to fail. I want you to go on with God. But if you fail, I'm going on. Praise the Lord. You know, I love the minister, the great ministers of God. I was taught to obey them, and I was taught to love them and respect them. But that one morning, we was in Detroit. Maybe Daddy don't remember. And somebody, and Brother Swaggart, who had found that God found him in his sin. And he was crying, oh, God, forgive me. I said, oh, that's so sad. Hallelujah. A lot of people, they failed, but they had to eyes on the wrong person. You got to get your eyes off of Brother so-and-so and Sister so-and-so and look at Jesus. It's got to be him. You find no failure in him. I say ain't no failure in him. People going to fail you, but ain't no failure in God. I'm telling you, if I'd have had my mind and my eyes up on that, I liked the Brother Swagger. Looked at him almost every Sunday. But when he failed, I said, oh God. You know, I felt shame. I felt hurt for the many people he hurt. But you know what? God has forgiven him. Look at God. Now, who can't serve a God like that? God has forgiven him. He sang just as sweet as he did. You say, wonder why? You don't know God. You don't know God. this is the God you serve. Now, if you can figure that out, then you come on. Then you, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Peter said, and Peter, I'm almost through. John 12. Okay, then, so I'm going to John 12. Hallelujah. When they opened their eyes, they saw what they need. That's why them apostles went on with God. This is why the apostles were all martyred except John. Because they saw something. You can't go to a cross or get your neck cut off or get burned or get buried in the sea unless you see something. If you up here trying to base your feelings of God on Sister So-and-So, you looking at the wrong person. I'm telling you, they will let you down. But if you look at Jesus, I said like they had. And I'm going to tell you something. God will give you the experience. I don't believe nobody is martyred without experience. Now, that's my personal feeling. Okay. What we done in John 2? Oh, John 12. Did I say John 12? I sure did, didn't I? Hallelujah. I'm telling y'all, stay with me now. I'm gone. John 12:21. Hallelujah, Jesus. The same came therefore to Philip, which of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we would see Jesus. We done saw you, all the apostles, and I done saw Sister Mary. And the brother they was talking about that was so good. I done saw everybody. But we want to see Jesus. We want to see Jesus. Hallelujah. And that's what you better get. Yes. Then Philip, they went around and told, hallelujah, Jesus. But the Bible say, the hour has come. That the Son of Man. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I didn't know that was there. I say, oh, my God. Church, don't you think? The hour has come. Somebody going to catch this now. He said that the Son of Man, hallelujah, must, where is it? Where am I? Did I lost it? What did it say? Read it. The Son of Man. He talking to us, Revival Center. The hour has come that Jesus Christ we be glorified in you. Now, I'm talking about down on the cross. I'm talking about lifting you up. Yeah. The time has come. Don't get behind. Listen, don't get behind. Don't get behind. But receive what God is saying.
Hallelujah.
Receive it. Yeah. Whew, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I'm going to read. So John did not forget. Peter didn't either. No, they didn't ever forget. Because once God touched your life, you won't never forget it. You got to have a touch. The Bible say, that's a song we sang. He touched me. Oh, he touched me. And all the joy that filled my soul. Something happened. And now I know that he touched me and he made me whole. Yeah. Listen, John says, 2 Peter 1, 16th verse. Oh God, hallelujah. He was talking to the saints or talking to the sinners or whoever. And he said, we have not followed cunning, devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory. This is my, he was talking about that experience they had. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven, we heard. We were with him in the mount. I said, we heard it. It moved us. It took us places. Maybe some places we didn't want to go and places we did want to go. But when we heard from the, he showed us his glory. Listen, this church and every church that's crying out to God now, I believe this is the hour. I believe this is the eighth day. It's after the seventh day. And I believe it's the eighth day when God is going to do something new. Hallelujah. When he's going to, hallelujah, do something new in our hearts and souls. Yes. Am I making sense? Yes. The Bible say, hallelujah, Dad. He said, it's time for the Son of Man to be glorified. So, children of God, the Lord can't be glorified in us unless we keep his word. Then, when people see our lives, Jesus can be glorified. If we're doing what they're doing, laughing at their jokes and whatever, he can't be glorified. But God wants to be glorified in us. Praise the Lord. I believe Jesus is waiting on something. He's waiting on something, and it's from the church he's waiting. Pray, as I say, it's from the church he's waiting. Praise the Lord. And I'm glad you got some from that 10-day fast. I'm glad you did. But we got to hold on, beloved. We got to hold on. Praise the Lord. We got to hold on. We got to keep on moving. We can't stop. We can't sit down. There's no resting place. But we're going to have rest now. Well, you're going to rest for eternity. But right now, we got to move. I said, we got to move. Hallelujah. That's what I feel. And so Peter knew too. He said, we ain't just preaching unto y'all and anything. We know what we preaching. We know what we preaching. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so, praise God. I hope this help you. This is our eighth day. Praise God. Sometimes things come with the little bitty saints, they be, you know, but it'll hit you. I think it's enough pabbling in here. Praise God. So when we give a little something else, this is the eighth day. This is the day, hallelujah, of the Lord. This is the day when God is going to do something new in the church. It's a feeling, it's a stirring. You can feel it. You can feel it. You can feel it. You can feel it. Hallelujah. You may not know what to call it, but you can feel it. You come into church and you feel something. You feel something. You feel something. Now we get ready to see something. Because we was his. Should I tell him that? Well, we was here Friday, I think it was. We were praying, and some an angel sat where Kelsey sitting. And I'd seen it a little bit, and it like that. Kelsey, you sitting in the angel's seat. Watch it now. Yeah, I seen something. Somebody, it was a woman. I knew it was a woman. It was a woman about her height. And he was sitting, she was sitting, but I just kept a glimpse, I looked back and the glimpse went away. I said, you know what, Lord? It's time for us to now, come on now. It's time for you to come on and show us something. But people keep saying they feeling. I want to say, I'm from Missouri. This is Missouri you're talking about, you're working in. Yeah. But you ain't got to tell him that. I know he'd laugh at us sometimes. Yeah. But we want to see something. Yeah. Hallelujah. But I told Dad, I said, keep your eyes open. Because God getting ready to do something. He's already doing something. I said, he's already doing something. He never stopped doing something. But he getting ready to reveal himself to those who are looking for him. Those who believe the messages. Those who say, Lord, I don't understand, but hey. You ain't supposed to understand everything. I may not understand, but I want it. All I know is I want Jesus. Sir, he said, we must see Jesus. And I like it. One of the writers said, when they opened their eyes up on the mountain, they saw Jesus only. That's all they saw. All of that, you know, they saw Moses, Elijah, which was the prophets, the law and the prophets. But they saw Jesus only. They didn't see nobody but him. I heard a brother preach once. He said Moses represented the law, and Elijah represented the law and here, under the grace. But I looked up the word Tishbite, and it is not a mixture like he was saying, because, you know, I had to know, honey, that you know me better than that. You tell me anything, I'm going to be looking to find out. But the Tishbite, Elijah was a Tishbite. He wasn't mixed. Tishbite was a country he was from, a Tish, you know, like Saul of Tarsha. You know, so Moses said, I can't preach that, Lord. I said, because no. But this brother was preaching that he was mixed, but it don't say that. Let's lay as the law and the prophets till the Lord give me something else. you know, because I couldn't find that Tishbite thing. Because, see, I got some people here go back and look up Tishbite and say, wait a minute, she wasn't, I hope I don't taught you that. You don't be listening to what everybody say. I don't care what they got. I love everybody. Every man of God. Ain't nobody going to do nothing in my sight that ain't going to make me look up something if I know it's wrong. I don't care if they raise the dead. If they do something that I don't understand, I'm going to look it up. And I'm going to pray about it. I'm going to go ask God. And that's where you be. And you will never be deceived. If you just hunkle down on everything, you're going to be deceived. You're going to be deceived. Because you think the devil just coming to you with just, you know, doing something. No. He ain't got no forky tail. He ain't got no horns. Huh? He ain't got no tail in the back. That dude is pretty when he want to be. He handsome. Yeah, he handsome. He come to women with looking all kind of pretty ways. You want him tall with muscles, he'll come that way. Huh? You want him with curly hair, he'll come that way. I've seen this in my lifetime. I really have. The devil will come any way you want him. Amen. So keep your mind upon the Lord. Stand. Father, I've delivered my soul. I pray that somebody got something out of something. This is the eighth day. We're getting ready now to go into something. Just came out of the seventh day rest, and now we're getting ready to go into something. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for the word. You're a good God. And I know you're going to show up. You're going to do what you said. Lord, your word is true. Let every man be a liar, but your word is true. So we really depended upon your word. We're looking for your word to come to pass. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. You're not going to any longer hide, hallelujah, your power from us, God. You're coming back to us. Restoring us and renewing us, giving us what we had before. Praise the Lord. As we go back to you in prayer and fasting and seeking your face, you're not going to not see us. You're going to see us, and you're going to deliver unto us what we need from God. Thank you, Jesus. Come here, Leslie. Let me pray for Leslie. Leslie. Thank you, Jesus. Did y'all get ready to take the sacrament? You got a heart that reaches out. I'm telling you, you, all of your children, you too, they just reach out. Reach out. The tears sometimes are not happy tears sometimes. Sometimes they're happy and sometimes they're not. But God, I just feel like God is moving in your life. Yes. Yes. I feel like you're asking God for something. You really want to know God. You really want him to use you. You really want to say, be able to say something to, what do I say to her? You know, you walk this, what should I say to her? I see you, you know, your mind be saying, Lord, I want to do something. But you...